Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph, and today's daf starts Perek Ve'elu Ksharim, the 15th Perek of Masechah Shabbos, and it's about the Malacha of Kosher. So let's talk about the Malacha of Kosher in today's Shir. We already had a discussion back on Daf Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah that had all the Lama Tes Malachas, and the Gemara said on Daf Ayin Daladim Abeis, the Gemara says, where was their Kosher in the Mishkan? Kshir B'Mishkan Hechahave. Where was Kosher in the Mishkan? Where do they tie? Remember, Mishkan here means Binyan HaMishkan, not Avodas HaMishkan, right? That was the Machlokas Rishonim, Rav Haigon against most other Rishonim, but Rashi and most Rishonim say we're talking about Binyan HaMishkan. That's the Rashi and Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Aleph, in terms of Hotza'ah, that means when they carried it, when they at the beginning, because if you so. Okay, that's Machlokas Rashi, Rav Hai mentioned there. But let's get back to Kshira. So where was kosher in the Mishkan? Kshira b'Mishkan heichan have, Amar Rava, shekin kosher in Yivsetos Aleph. First they tried to say maybe it's when they tied the pegs down of the tents. The Gemara says, no, that's kosher amanas lahatir. That's not permanent. El Amar Abaya, shekin orge yurios. When they made the curtains, shenifsaka lahenima, one of the strings ripped, they had to tie the two ends together. Kosher nosa. So that's where Oreg was. That is one answer that is accepted. So Rava says, tirasta kosher matir meikel meimar. Where's matir? So the Gemara says, there's another idea. Elamar Rava, shekin tzaide chilazon kosher no matirin. The ones who trapped the chilazon used to, you had to get the chilazon in order to get the treles, in order for the me'il and for the others, begadim kosher no matirin, they used to tie and they used to untie the traps depending on how much they needed to catch. Rashi, kosher matirin, shekol rishasos, asuyos, ksharim, ksharim. All the nets were made knots, knots, v'chein kishrei kayama, upamim shesorach lito chutin miresha zu, ulhosav al zu. Sometimes you had to tie this one on and add this one, mati mikan v'kosher mikan. So that's where kosher was in the Mishkan, either the orge yirios or the tzaydei chilazon. The malach of kosher sounds like, on the surface, that it's similar to tofer. What's the difference between kosher and tofer? Both are binding two items together. Kosher is binding two items together by way of a knot, or the definition that's mentioned by Rabbi Ribiat, binding of two separate pliable objects, rope or thread, by twisting one around the other in a skilled or permanent way. Again, binding of two separate pliable objects by twisting one around the other in a skilled or permanent way, whether through a knot or maybe even not through a knot, like twisting two threads together to make a thicker rope, could be the malach of kosher according to the Rambam. But how is it different than tofer? Tofer is also a connection of two different items. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and the Aruch HaShulchan both give the same idea. The Rav Moshe in Aruch Chaim Chelik Beis, Simin Pei Dalid, says, well, does each item that is bound lose their identity? By kosher, they do not. Each string is still separate, and then when you undo it, you undo the strings, you put them together, you undo it, you tie it, you untie it. By tofer, it becomes one unit. And when you have to undo it, you have to rip it. You have to destroy it. You can't just undo what you did. That's how you know. That's a tofer and not kosher. Lochein tzarech lomar, says Rav Moshe. This is a tshuva about diapers. Lachain tzarech lomar od yoser. De meleches tofer, old diapers, I should say, right? 1959 diapers. De meleches tofer hu rak masha osa davar echad. Kolkach. But tofer is when you make one item, you bind it together. De kishu rotse lachalkam hu tzarech lameleches kriya. You'll have to rip it and tear it. V'yavsha efsha lefamim lachalkam botsa asachud. And even though sometimes you could undo it with a thread. Aval gamze nechsha v'nikra befikol korea sabeget. Still called ripping the beged, even if you were doing it by a thread. Kamo b'kriya mamish. V'cheinu medavik b'niyarat, when you have two papers that are glued together. V'oros, or leather, that are woven together. Separating them, people will say you're tearing the beged. You're not untying the beged. Therefore, why? Because rov pamim yefshar below kriya. V'gam shaderach lasos al yedei kriya. Aval, because you wrote lahafred achevel v'apsil, that were chutin, now you're undoing it, so that's called untying it. That's not called ripping it, and therefore you know the difference in kosher and tofer. The Aruch HaShulchan also says this in the Siman about kosher, Shin Yud Zayin, Os Yud Ches. He says, what's the difference? Dechi de kesher roi latiro, ulashivo lekadmuso. Mashen kein betofer, umedave kishiyirte lashivam lekadmusam, behechrech lekalkalam, velikroam, mize mize, mashen okein bekosher. Good, that's back. It's clear from the Gemara. Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis on Aleph, and even already from the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Aleph on Beis, the beginning of our Perek, that there are three levels of Ksharim, of knots on Shabbos. There's the Daraisa level, the Durabana level, and the Mutter level. What's not 100% clear from the Gemara is what is the definition for a kosher Daraisa, kosher Durabana, and what's Mutter, right? The Gemara has, there are certain types of knots that are Chayiv, that are Daraisa, Kesher Gamolim and Kesher Sapanim, right? The camels and the boats. There are those that are Aser Durabana, and then there are those that are Mutter. So, how are you Machalik? So, the Rambam and the Rif both say two requirements. Two requirements for a Kesher De'oraisa. The Rambam says, beginning of Perek Yud, here in Hilchos Shabbos, HaKosher Kesher Shal Kayama, V'hu Maisa Uman Chayev. The Rambam holds that there are two requirements for Kesher De'oraisa, and that is Kayama and Maisa Uman. Permanence and professional. Kesher and Maisa, Kosher and Maisa Uman, and that's what the Rif says also here in the beginning of the 15th Perek. It goes by both of those requirements. That's on the Mem Aleph Amid Beis in the Dafei HaRif. And that's Daraisa. Durabanan is one or the other. Either Kesher Shal Kayama or Maisa Uman. And the Mutter one is you have neither of the ingredients. But if you look in Rashi on Daf, Kuf Yud Beis on Aleph here, and the Rashi at the beginning of the Perek, one requirement. There's no issue of Maisa Uman and not Maisa Uman. It's just about Kesher Shal Kayama. Says the, I'll read it from the Rashi in Bidrabanan, a couple of Rashi questions, what is permanence mean, as we'll talk about in a second, but Rashi and the Rush and the Tour all mention only time. Time is the only factor. If it's very permanent, then it is Daraisa. If it's semi-permanent, semi-temporary, it's Durabanan, and if it's very temporary, then it is Mutter. The question is, how exactly do you define that? We'll get to that soon. But where did this machlokas come from? It comes from, how do you understand a Gemara here on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Aman Aleph? The Gemara quotes three different brises. One brisa says that if you tie shoes or sandals, you're chayav achatas. Another brisa says padra v'lasser. The other brisa says mutter lechadchila. So the Gemara says, if it's chayav achatas, if it's bidda ushchafi by shoemakers' shoes, padra v'lasser bidra banan, mutter lechadchila bidda b'nei mechuzah. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So if you look in Rashi says, what's ushchafi? The kesher she'ukshaf oseh, she'tochev, when the shoemaker puts the ritzua into the minol, kosher kesher mitocho she'lo tuchal latzeis, v'hu kayam lo'olam. According to Rashi, what's the important part? Kayam lo'olam, forever. Bidrabanan, the second type of shoe, is the ones that rabbis wear. That is, k'shekoshim saviv raglayim, ein koshim bedochik, shepamim shecholzo k'shu kashur, v'nolo k'shu kashur. Sometimes you'll take it off while it's still knotted. Miyu kesher shakayam alohave, shebishas hatit, when it's muddy, matirin oso, v'koshim oso bedochik. Right, sometimes you will untie it. Shol yidzak petit v'yishma v'yishame me'raglof. So it's less time. And bidibinei mechuza, they take him off. Very commonly. Rashi there says, V'tzarach latiro arvis. They take him off every night, and therefore, that's the mutter. So, according to Rashi and the Rush and the Tour, as we'll see, it's all an issue of time. If you look in the Rambam and the Rif, the Rambam doesn't say how he reads the Gemara, but the Rif does. The Rif says that's the point of Ushchafi. Ushchafi here is not just time. Says the Rif. Hod etani chayev b'minal de Ushchafi. D'maisa umanhu. V'kesher shel kayamahu. Both of those ingredients. Father Tani Patra Valasur Bidrabanan. Demaisa Hedyodhu. Because the Rabbanan do not make a fancy knot. Elishu Keshakayama. It's Keshakayama with Maisa Hedyod. That's why it's Drabanan. Lafika Patra Valasur. Father Tani Mutal Khadhila Bidibine Mechuza. Kagon Ritsuo Shiyotos Migufo Shalminal. The Koshrans are the regal, the ones that you tie on the foot and on the shok. Because those you can't take the shoe off without doing that. The live ma'asu umanu, below kesher shakayamahu. It's neither, and that's why it's going to be mutter. So this machlokas we've shown him at root is how do you read that Gemara, the three levels on Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. Within, and who do we paskin like? Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam and the Rif. Two requirements for the Daraisa, either one for the Drabanan. Hakosher kesher shakayama, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Zayin, v'u ma'asu uman. Chayev, kigon, kesher gamal v'kesher sapanim, v'kesher rituos min alvasan dosh kosher matzanim shazas yasim v'chulu. Av a kosher kesher shel kayama ve'eno ma'isu uman pater. If it's shel kayama and it's not a ma'isu uman pater, the yesh cholkin. The Rama says no. Some argue v'sfir lud to call kesher kayama afilu shel hediot chayavin alav. If it's kesher shakayama, even if it's shalhedya, you're chayav. Rashi, Rosh, Rabbi Yerucham, tur. Only one factor. The only question is, within this shita of the Ramah, how do you determine permanent, semi-permanent, and very short, and temporary? So if you look in the Beis Yosef, the tur himself is not clear. The tur himself is not clear. The tur gives the impression, two different impressions. Is the cutoff point a week? Is the cutoff point a day? The tur says, first he quotes, Kol kesher omid l'skai in l'olam, bein im hu shel uman o shel hedyot, that's chayef. V'ha omid l'hiskayim shiva yamim, if it's going to stay for 7 days, patr av alasar. So 7 days is drabanan. So he's not clear. What about 8 days? Is 7 days the max for drabanan? Or anything other than forever is going to be drabanan? That's not clear. And then he says later, what about less than a week? You might have thought that's mutter. But then later on he says, v'sha'omi lahatir b'chol yom, mutter l'charchila. So it sounds like if it's for 2 days, it's not mutter l'charchila. So the tur itself is very unclear. What is the cutoff? The Beis Yosef has one of you, the Bach has another of you. The maskan of the Beis Yosef is that he thinks the week is the key number for the tur. Anything less than the week is going to be mutter. L'chei nir ali t'kol she'ina omid l'iskayim shiva yamim, mikri asui latira b'chol yom v'shari. Right, so he gets this, he thinks from Rashi's pshat, Ula inyan, aremasa yeh omid l'skayim v'yelo yisraif chadash. What about more than a week? Fine, a week is durabanan. Anything less than a week is mutter. What about more than a week? See, he's not sure about that, but there are other days also. He quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says, a couple of days, 3 days is still called temporary, and therefore 3 days is mutter. Anything more than 3 days is also durabanan. There's a couple of different opinions here. The Kobo, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, all different opinions, and if you look in the Ramah quotes a couple of the opinions. The Ramah says right here, again, this is the Ramah's crucial, because you have to know about this, about the time for the Ramah. The Yesh Chokim, Sirlut Kol Kesher Shokayama, is Chayef. The Yesh Omrim, Shokol Kesher She'inu Asui Latiru Ba'osa Yom Atzmo, Mikri Shokayama. Right, it goes by that day. The Yesh Mekilim Lomar, Da'ad Shiva Yomim Lo Mikri Shokayama. So again, according to the Rambam, both are Daraisa, either or is Drabanan. So even just a Maisa Uman is also Drabanan. And even just more than, let's say, 24 hours. So the Maisa, says the Ramah, we are not Bekiyan, and what's a Maisa Uman? What's not a Maisa Uman? We don't make any knots that's more than 24 hours. Because we don't know what a Maisa Uman is. Because even if it's not 24 hours, it still might be a Maisa Uman, which is us for the Rambam, the Rabbanan. The Yesh Omrim, the Yesh Yizar, Shol Lahatir Shum Kasher, Shu Shnek Sharim Zelzeh, Deinonu Bekiyan Eze Mikri Kasher Shal Uman Ve'afilu, B'she'eno Shal Kayama, Asa L'Koshro. Right, we think that the Rama and the Rif are a kula, because you need two requirements to be daraisa. But they also have a chumra, because either or is asur d'rabanan. According to the other Rishon, in the tur, the Rashi, the Rif, it's only one factor. The one factor is time. But if you don't have that, then it could be mutter. That could be a kula. Okay, but that is the background. Lamaisa, we are machfer for any knot that's going to be within 24 hours. Interesting that the malach of kosher comes up by tzitzis and tefillin, by both of them. Tefillin we discussed already a couple weeks ago. We'll just mention two of the sources again. We spoke about comparing, a couple weeks ago we had a shiur about comparing definitions in different halachic contexts, Shabbos and other areas of Kol Torah Kula. So this Avnei Nezer is an example of that. The Avnei Nezer says, well, we're talking about Kesher Shel Kayama here. There are some Rishonim that say tefillin have to be Kesher Shel Kayama. When we tie our tefillin, so the Arach in Avnei Nezer, in Simon, Kuf Pei Gimel, says there's a problem if somebody borrows tefillin and then they adjust it to fit their head and then they're going to put it back as it was. So says the Avnei Nezer, maybe that's a problem. He writes this to somebody named Tzvi Yehuda, to Reb Tzvi Yehuda. I don't know if it's the Netziv. Maybe it's the Netziv. That's for contemporaries. Says the Avnei Nezer in the end of Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, Ra'isi Lahasker Khan. Mashalamati miagot Mordechai Techulin l'didon to lokaim lan kribi Elio in yotze b'tfilin ela b'kesher kayama. Rabbeinu Elio says you have to tie your tefillin every day. We don't pass on like that, but you have to use a kesher shel kayama. So says the Avnei Nezer, what a kesher kayama? Well, we know from Hilcha Shabbos that it's at least 24 hours. So v'hani denasi tefillin shel acherim u'mishanin a kesher l'fi midas rosham l'afshir pravdi. They switch it. They're not doing proper. The habaylim yishanu acher kacha kesh levi midas roshan. It's going to go more than 24 hours. The habaylim are going to adjust it back to their heads. Nimsa rishon lo havi shel kayama v'lo yasi dechovaso u mitzvah lafarsim adavar mitzvah lafarsim. That is the Avnei Nezer. We spoke then about the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover, who is this Talmud, the Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, that defends the practice. But there are two other Achronim also that defend. Rosh Lama Zalman in a tshuva in Tinyana Aleph Kuf quotes that maybe they both Rav Salvechik and Rav Shlomo Zalman both say you can't compare exactly Shabbos and Tefillin. Rav Shlomo Zalman says Shabbos has an added requirement. Of course it's a kesher. Even Nashal Kayam it's a kesher. It's not that it's not a kesher and therefore it's a problem for Tefillin. It is a kesher. But for Shabbos you also have to have Yetziras Davar Chadash. You have to create something new, and if you're going to undo it very soon, you're not going to. It's not called new. But that's only by Tefillin. That's only by Shabbos. That's not by Tefillin. One. Rav Salvechik says it in a little different way. It's quoted here in the Hari Kedem. I quoted it last time from the Mesorah Journal. But the Hari Kedem on Shabbos, Simin Kuf Yud Dalet, he quotes, no, Upshuto Niret de Ein Dvar of Nechonim Bazeh. He thinks the Avnei Nezer is not correct. The Niret de Beis Halachas Yish Bedin Shel Kayama. There are really two aspects of Shel Kayama, Benogei Lekosher. Echad, de Be'inan Shetehet Suras HaKesher Shel Kayama. The Cheftza of the Kesher has to be permanent. V'din Zehu Midine Kesher Dechala Tarakulahu. That applies in Gal Tarakula. It has to be objectively a not. Asher lafichach noy din zeh af kesher shel tefillin ulafia minag af pesan lo shel chalitza ubaho de pligi yir bihud vacham ba aniva. And then later on in our parak there's a machlokas whether an aniva is called a kesher or not. Right about that, about the objective definition. Klomar m'suas hakesher u'kesher shel kayama va'od din sheni. But then there's a second aspect, but that only applies to melechas kosher on Shabbos. Hanilma mikra de melechas machsheves de kol she'ein hakesher asui l'skayen l'zman meruba l'fisha daito latiro einam bechal shel kayama. It's not shel kayama in hilchas Shabbos. It is shel kayama in kol Torah kula. That's the definition of kesher. But it's not shel kayama in Shabbos. Ach nire pashut. But it's obvious, says Rav Salvechik, the din ze ein osha klal u din vechaloshim kesher b'chol haTorah. Nothing to do with kesher and kol haTorah kula. Elohu din miyuchad b'Shabbos. Mishum deba'ay malacham is kayemes b'Shabbos. Ve'ez osha klal inyan tefillin. Upshita. Tein oshaich lekesher shebersuas roshan lo shachalitz. It's not related to chalitz, not related to tefillin, and therefore there is no problem. Asi shaper min ha'olam shemesaknem es hakesher shebetfilah shalrosh rak lo shalakala. V'tegem atir no so. Because it does not have that second element for kesher. So that's regarding tefillin. Regarding tzitzis too, the Gemara says on later on in the Kuf Lamed Aleph, one is not allowed to put tzitzis on their baget on Shabbos. That's aser, aser daraisa. One is not allowed to put tzitzis, bimatil, tzitzis bebigdo on Shabbos. Why? Pashtus is cause of kosher. The question is though, we ask the Achronim, so what do you mean? Why don't you put tzitzis on and then just untie it within 24 hours? You want to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, so put it on and then you'll untie it within 24 hours. What would be the problem with that? Says the Prima Gadim in Shin Yud Zayin, Osvav, maybe bitol butla daito. If most people leave this type of knot for more than 24 hours, then even if you have plans to undo it within 24 hours, maybe butla daitcha, and that's already considered a kesher shakayama. Okay, one answer. Menachas Chinuch, here in the Mosach Shabbos, has two beautiful suggestions. He says, maybe as follows. Lamahai Yitzhar Chil Shabbos, Havi Lelasso Zomanas Lahatir, Tlo Ye Kesher Kayama, Vegam Lo Havi Lelasso Maisa Uman, Velam Etzor Chatam De Biyodol Havkir, Ifi Tam HaMelech, Timayish Asa Kesher Shinun Shal Kayami Kol Makam Chil Shabbos, Kivan Davi Kesher Le'inyin Tzitziz, Havi Le Kesher Le'inyin Shabbos. Wow. A Kivan, a Mitoch. The Gemara uses this sometimes by Sukkah and Shabbos. Since it's a significant kesher for tzitzis, we would say it's like an achshavei, and it is a significant kesher for Shabbos too, and therefore it won't help. Number one. Number two, v'yef shalomar, dimtzitz taliso chayv mishum makeh bepatish. Another suggestion, maybe it's not kosher at all. Maybe it's just a chayv in the Gemara, makeh bepatish. Tekodem lohayar rashoy lulbosh abeged, v'yato nigmar v'rashoy lulbosh. Now he can wear the beged. Havi li makeh bepatish, havi gemar malacha. V'chein mila b'Shabbos, just like mila b'Shabbos, some Rishonim, the Meiri says, is makah b'Pesach because now he can eat Karban Pesach. Ach machmas b'ad b'Pesach, yeno chayv v'shiyasa kol arba tzitzios. Problem is though, you wouldn't be chayv unless you do all four, right? Not just one. Da'az roi lo bosh abeged. Avot tzitzis Rishon ha'shnio shlishes ain roi lo bosh abeged. Avot machmas kosher chayv av ba'achas. That's an afgamina. Kosher might be chayv even with just the first one. Well, makah b'Pesach, you'd be require all of them. He discusses, what if you did this on Shabbos? Is it a kosher beged? Do you say you have a lo mahani? He assumes that it is a kosher beged, and you wouldn't apply that. Good. Another answer, the Bir Halacha writes in this siman, could be that if it's inherently a tight, similar number one, but if it's inherently a tight knot, that won't get undone unless you undo it, so that could also be usur as well. Another aspect regarding tzitzis is often the tzitzis strings become loose on a talis, on a tzitzis. Shmir Shabbos says that one should be careful not to tie them. Shmir Shabbos says not to tie them, tighten them, because tightening them is also like a tying them. Kol kasher shasar likrosa. This is Tesvav Nun Gimel. Kol kasher shasar likrosa b'Shabbos ubiyantif gamasher lahadko kishin esrape. If you can't tie it, you can't tighten it. Kigon kasher kafol shakasher elyon shabu niftach v'al kain yizar shol lahadik as kishri atzitzis kishin esrape. Don't tighten the tzitzis if they come out. I guess if they're loose, you can make them a little less loose, but not to make it tightened. There is a big discussion, again, we're not talking about other many examples now, taking out the tying the garbage bag, but just mention one, double knots. Double knots on shoes. So if you look in the first volume of the Sefer Shabbos, it sounds like double knots on shoes, which when we call a double knot, it's really a aniva agabe kesher, or kesher agabe aniva agabe kesher, because the bow in the middle, like a single, the regular tying shoes is the knot, which isn't really a knot yet because it won't stay, and then an aniva on top of it to hold it, and then another one on top of it. So is that usur? So many svarim seem to say that's usur. But if you say, is that a maisa uman? Maybe not, probably not. But if you look in the new volume of the Shmir Shabbos, the newer volume, he seems to matir. This is the one time I ever got to ask a question to the Shmir Shabbos. I brought him a shoe and showed him a double knot. And in most double knots, you could pull it out from one side. Yochal hadabat, even though it's double, you pull one of the sides, it comes out. So I said, it doesn't seem like it's usur in the book. He said, no, Lord Kavanti Lazeh. So, I don't know, it's much clearer in the second volume. The second volume, he says, Ha'osa aniva agabi kesher, mutzer lo b'shas atzarech likshar kesher, gam agabi aniva g'de lahadko. If you are going to undo it, as long as you're going to undo it that night. Lachain ha'oneves ha'nalayim shel yeled, kosher kesher agabi aniva k'desha yeled liyochel l'poscho. Because the kid can't do it, but inherently it's mutter. And he writes on the bottom, to lo ye garua mi kesher agabi kesher, desharidam beis hatzarach, v'lo kakasiv b'amadur yishana, deshmir shavuz kol chasa. So he seems to note that he changed his mind. But again, that's what, because it seems to be able to be undone, we don't pass in like that sheet to fully. Anything that can be undone with one hand is mutter, but it's definitely a smach that shows it's less of a kayama in the chefza, and if one has in mind to undo it, so yesh makom lahakel, at least according to some poskim, and there are poskim that would say it's no problem, but Shmir Shabbos and others would say it is mutter. Okay, we will stop here. Malach of kosher.